So, what's poppin', peons? It is your girl, Sunshine, aka Jistria, and today, you guys, welcome back to my motherfucking podcast. And today, I'm gonna talk my shit. It's only I know how to do so well because it's my shit to talk. And today's shit talking point that I'm gonna have, because I will have no filter. I do not care how you feel. We can cry about it later in the car, but I said what the fuck I said in this podcast. First off, let me quit playing with y'all. Y'all know that I have no filter generally, and I usually say exactly what I want, and nothing's gonna change about that today or never, ever, ever. So today we're gonna get into the podcast, and today's podcast is going to be The Problem Is You. This is the title of the podcast. Maybe we shall see. Y'all know how we do. We're gonna get this bitch rolling. They see me rolling, they hating, they riding to something, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, whatever that song go. But let me quit playing with y'all and get into the podcast for real. Alright, y'all, so today's podcast is going to be centered around the ideology that the problem is you. And before you sit there and say, how are you going to say the problem is us? You don't even know what's going on. You have no idea what is going on in life. What if it's other people? What if it's not just me? What if the problem is just other people? The problem is you. And yes, the problem can be other people, but the problem really is you and how you respond to shit. So the other day I was kind of just sitting back, and while sitting back, I was just like really thinking and like really putting my pussy, Cause you know, when I put my pussy in shit, shit just be popping off. And the idea came to me, like, the problem that we're having in this world is that we're so quick to point the finger at everybody else, but we never point the finger at ourselves. Like, example, there was this issue, right? And the issue was, with a friendship that I had, right? I had given this girl time and time again to prove herself that she was a good friend, because she was like, oh, give me another chance to prove myself as a friend. I messed up the first time. It was this, that, and third. And the problem was not her requesting another chance. The problem was I gave her another chance when I knew that she didn't deserve another chance, because the shit that she had did was unforgivable to me. But because I wanted to people please and I wanted to make sure that she felt comfortable and safe, what did I do? I basically gave Shorty a chance and another chance to fuck up and fuck up again and again and again and again and again and again. And when I wasn't getting the results that I wanted, I was highly upset. I was pressed. I was bothered by it. And I could not eat. I couldn't sleep. I was over there worried, like, was I being a good friend to her and all this other shit. And whole entire time, I was neglecting my needs. So while I'm trying to make her feel comfortable, I'm making myself feel uncomfortable. So when she's doing certain things, she's like, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. And in my mind, I'm like, bitch, you shouldn't even be here. And I was like, the problem's not her. The problem is that she did something that I did not like. And because I lack boundaries and I didn't want to hurt her feelings, because I didn't want to be the bad guy, I took myself out of my own comfort zone and lowered my standards to be there. And because I lowered my standards and I was not comfortable there, it made me annoyed. She could breathe and it would annoy me. She'd be like, bitch, stop breathing. And the whole entire time, I didn't want her to stop breathing for real, but I just didn't want her breathing around me. Like, I would rather her be alive somewhere else and just not in my face. Because the way that I had seen her and perceived her based off her actions was that she was insecure and jealous. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to insecurities and jealousies, that's not something that I wanted to deal with. For me, myself, and I believe it's not my job to fix you. The same way it's not other people's job to fix me. I don't have to get up and put on this macho front like, oh, I just want to be fixed and saved by everybody else. Truth of the matter is, quite frankly, I don't. I think it is exhausting. I think that it can be stressful. I believe that it could be tiring and tedious. And if we're being completely and utterly honest, there is some things that I just would not be into moving forward. Like, I'm not into bitches being mean girls. And I don't give a fuck how famous or how popular you are. It's some bitches who I used to follow and be like, oh, I stand for her. We stand with her. The bitch said one mean thing out her mouth out loud and she doubled down on it. And it was, bitch, I don't have to worry about me being a fan or supportive of her anymore because I don't support mean girls. Because when I say my shit, as much as I talk shit with love. And that's the Virgo in my top three doing that shit. So I'm gonna talk a little shit, but it's out of love. I ain't talking shit to bring you down. I'm not talking shit to do anything. I'm just talking shit so you can see the shit that you say out your mouth and you can see how you can want to change. I don't hang around girls who are always the victim. I get it. Life is hard, and yes, you can be a victim. But some of this shit is your own fucking doing and undoing. A lot of y'all don't have boundaries. Y'all don't have respect for yourself. Y'all would prefer to people please. And not only would y'all prefer to people please, y'all rather go out there, and if it came down to it, y'all wouldn't do like the niggas do, where niggas have this shit called bro code. A nigga literally sit there and be like, bro, on God, on mamas, this is the bro code. We ain't falling out over no bitch. We ain't doing this. We ain't doing none of that. You bitches are get a little bit of dick in y'all system and, oh, fuck these bitches. Fuck these hoes. These hoes are never good. And y'all will forget y'all whole friendship. I've seen it. I've seen some of the strongest women. Me included, because it happened to me before too, bitch. I was dumb in love and dumb and naive, and because I didn't have any boundaries and I was afraid to let a nigga go because I love him so much and I can't. And in my time and in my mind, I thought I would never find another nigga who could outdo him, who could be at that level. Y'all, I literally used to sit there and say shit like, oh, we ain't never breaking up because this my little shit. He may not be perfect, but he my little shit. Whole entire time, my self-esteem was in the dumps. A nigga cheating on me was not the mood. A nigga gave me 4 STDs and said, yeah, I know I had it, and laughed about it in front of my fucking face. Henceforth, the reason why I'm so advocate on having safe sex. Bitch, whether you conservative, modest, or undercover freak, or undercover hoe, shut the fuck up about it. Women have autonomy, so do men. Henceforth, my next point that I kind of want to talk about. Princess treatment. A lot of women think that princess treatment comes from the way that you look and the way that you carry yourself. If a motherfucker want to respect you, a motherfucker is going to respect you. If a motherfucker wants to disrespect you, they're going to disrespect you. It does not matter how much shit gets done. It doesn't matter how much shit y'all do. Because at the end of the day, when y'all sit there and y'all say shit like, oh, well, I just don't know why everything isn't going right and why nothing is going right. It's you. You're the fucking problem. The reason you're not getting princess treatment is because you're not a princess at heart. The reason why niggas not choosing you is because you're a fucking pick me and your self-esteem is in the dumps. And you can say whatever the fuck you want to say about me. You can say I'm a hoe. You can say I'm a slut. I literally call myself a slut dragon and it does not fucking hurt me. I literally have OnlyFans, and I know some of y'all are like, oh my gosh, when bitches get OnlyFans, the reason why y'all really hate bitches with OnlyFans is because y'all don't either have the courage to do it or because y'all are too afraid of what somebody else is going to say about y'all. Or y'all just fucking stubborn and set in y'all ways, and y'all don't, and the fact that women have autonomy will break your whole belief system. Because the problem is not that y'all don't want women to have autonomy. The problem is y'all don't want to break down y'all own belief system. And a lot of y'all belief systems are literally in the pits of hell. Like, literally, y'all belief systems go way back to a woman should be seen, not heard. She should be covered. She should be this. She should be that. She should cook clean. And a real woman has kids. A real woman does this. This is why y'all have problems with trans women, trans men, the LGBT community, and all this other stuff. Because it goes against your core principles that you hold as your moral value. Sometimes you have to shake up your own world and redefine it in today's context and see what you want to keep. And I ain't saying you got to follow everything, because as much as I've gotten out of the church and all that religious deconstructing and shit like that, it's still some shit I hold down to the core values, because that's what I want to hold down to the core values. Some of you motherfuckers do not have that same energy. Some of y'all motherfuckers do not give off that same huh. Some of y'all motherfuckers don't have that because y'all core values will say that, oh, that gay shit is unnatural. Whole entire time, homosexuality has been here for years. And as a matter of fact, if you are a Christian, and don't take this the wrong way, and you're practicing white Christianity that's rooted in the patriarch, And so is the other Christianity, and whatever the fuck you want to break it down to, is all rooted in the patriarch. The man, and then the woman, and then the children, and then first there's God, man, woman, and then children. That is the hierarchy of Christian religion, no matter what the belief breaks down to. Men and God will always be at the top, and women and children will always be at the bottom. So therefore, if you're listening to a system that says that the man is the head of the house and the provider and all these other things, and that he can do no wrong, but the woman, if she's bleeding in her own, and the things that make her a woman, the things that men utilize and say that they want in a woman, and those things, when they're happening, it's an inconvenience to them, they get to turn it off if they want to, and then pick it up when it's available, when they feel like it, then if a woman shows autonomy and shows that she ain't really listening to no nigga, that she out here popping pussy, that she out here working, that she getting shit done, that she's having kids before marriage, that she's doing these things, it's going to hurt y'all. And some of y'all break y'all own, and y'all come in and it's like, well, I didn't know any better. Oh, forgive me. Hide behind the cross. Baby girl, all that sin that you're doing, sir, all that sin that you're doing, you're still going to go to hell according to your Bible. Because you can hide behind the cross all you want to, whether you believe in spirituality, Buddha, Judaism, however many. Hey, Google, how many religions are there in the world? Hey, Google, stop. Google literally said there's over 4,000 religions in the world. So whatever the fuck you believe in, if it goes against your core values, it's going to be hard for you to accept. So that's why the only thing that is consistent, and I put consistent in life, is change. And if you don't believe me, watch this. You get older, you wake and fluctuate up and down. Change in taxes is going to be the only thing that's consistent in life. And whether the system for the taxes changes or whatever, but change in taxes is going to be the same thing in life. You get new shit, you get new parents, there's a new generation, there's new shit. If you're holding on to those old ass values and you're so stuck in them, and I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with them, because I hold on to some of them too, but I do not hold on to them with the same, what you call it, because I understand literature. I understand literature, I understand reading, I understand comprehension, I understand intent. Some of the shit that y'all do that y'all be like, oh, the gay community is going to hell. Bitch, if you eat seafood, you're going to hell. If you don't have babies before you got married, you're going to hell. There is no such thing as a born again virgin, you cannot be that. Your whole history does not go away just because you found Jesus. And I know it sucks to say, like, oh, your whole history doesn't go away. Yeah, you just changed your life path and the shit that you're doing. The only thing that will ever be consistent in life is change. I'm never going to stop fighting for a woman to have autonomy. I'm never going to stop fighting for a woman to get their shit together. I'm never going to stop fighting for a woman to be the woman that they want to be. So, bitch, if you want to be out there in a turtleneck because you feel like, oh, I feel powerful in this bitch. I feel sexy being covered up. Oh, I just love myself so much that I cover myself up and I wear short nails and I do this and I don't wear the lashes and the makeup because I love myself so much. If that's your definition of love, let that be that. When I was younger, I used to think that a self-love day was just getting my hair and nails done and not doing the mental work. A self-love day looks something totally different now than it did at 16 and 21, at age 27. And when I say that there is a change and all this other stuff, I stand 10 toes down on that. And I'm going to let that be that. But I'm never going to judge a woman whether she wants to be covered up, modest, or not, because a woman has her own autonomy. If a woman wants to be in a shitty relationship, I'm going to call it dumb. Yes, I am. Because that's not where I'm at in my life. But when I was younger and dumb, because that's where I was at in my life, and there's some old and dumb bitches, some old dumb bitches too, you will literally sit there and you will see all of this shit. And not only will you see this shit, but you have to be able to accept the truth. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, no matter what type of person you want to be, no matter if you want to be a hoe, a slut, a covered up woman, a covered woman, a woman who's in a relationship, a woman who is coveted, a woman who's out there doing the life that she wants to do, let that be that. I see y'all clowning fucking Blac Chyna because Blac Chyna decided that she wanted to make a life change. Y'all motherfuckers like, oh, look at Blac Chyna making a life change. Ooh, the hoes are changing. Oh, we stand to go see it. She used to have OnlyFans, so she's not respectable because she had a choice. And the choice that she made was to have OnlyFans to get money and do the shit that she needed to do. Yes, I'm glad that Angela is in a better place in her life. I really am. Shout out to Blac Chyna, aka Angela. I'm so proud that she changed because she wanted to change and not because y'all motherfuckers wanted her to change. And if she changed because of them fucking allegations, so I've heard, and the rumors, those allegations, then fine. But baby girl, if you're a shitty person, and this goes for, and this is a quick side note, because there's this shit about Jonathan Majors, like, hitting his ex-girlfriend and some other shit. Hitting his girlfriend, whatever. What, I say 17. But there's some rumors going around about Jonathan Majors and Angela, right? Blac Chyna. And if they are true, it don't matter how good you look. It don't matter how good you cover it up. It don't matter how much of a good person you're going to be. Your soul will constantly show. I had a crush on this dude, right? And it's okay to have a crush if you're in a relationship. Because I know something, I'm like, I thought you said you're in a relationship. Oh my gosh. Suck it, bitches. It's okay to have crushes in relationships, okay? My partner has a crush on Rihanna. And my old partner used to have a crush on Ella May. It really hurt my feelings because I used to listen to the fuck out of Ella May. That nigga used to be, I was like, bitch, how the fuck you harmonizing better than me? Sir, relax. But no, But no, like, all bullshit aside, though, like, I literally had a crush, and I realized that my crush was misogynistic, right? And on the surface, he presents as this man who wants to help the community and does all these things. And it does not take away from the fact that he wants to help the community, but his target audience is helping Black men, not Black women. So when the little Tyrese thing came out, he instantaneously went to misogyny. He started talking shit about the women who date for money and stuff like that, calling them no good and trifling, saying that they're not good women. And whole time I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, like, what makes them not good women? Because their standards require that they get the money and the funds. What makes them not good women? Oh, I just want no type of woman like that. And I don't like niggas who don't spend money on me. Baby, I ain't a trick. Your behavior of making niggas spend on me. Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? A lot of niggas who say that shit genuinely don't want to spend money on a bitch. And I'm telling you right now, as someone who has been the hoe, the slut, who does not cover up, who always wears the short shorts, the Daisy Dukes, and has been wearing it ever since I left the Christian faith and decided to be the woman that I wanted to be, autonomy-wise speaking, with the makeup, the looks, and all this other shit, I've outgrown the makeup phase. I put it on every now and again because I can put that bitch on and eat it up. But, like, I'm not, like, one of those big makeup girls, and I figured that out after trying it for so long. I was like, I really just don't have, like, the fortitude to do it every day. But, bitch, I still don't diss the girlies who do it. I just don't have the fortitude to do it. It is not because I don't have the... I'm just a lazy bitch. y'all should see my braids underneath my wig. Bitches be like, oh, bitches be having AIs under the bitches. Nah, bitch, I be having them Sealies holding them. I had them Sealies under my motherfucking shins, bitch. And them Sealies gets tighter and tighter every motherfucking time, bitch. I'm telling you right fucking now. The only time I had them AIs, it is if I'm doing a motherfucking sew-in. And since I ain't have a sew-in in motherfucking years, bitch, it's been giving Sealy for the last few years, okay? But no, like, all jokes aside, though, like, as people, especially as women, we have to, like, literally get out of our head that, oh, if we dress a certain type of way, look a certain type of way, we don't never ask a man for shit that he won't do it. And he, like, child, niggas will sit there and lie to you all day and all night. You right, some men love spending money on their bitches. And all the niggas who fuck with me know that I'm expensive, okay? And if you don't believe me, all the niggas who ever fuck with me, I literally tell them, I'm expensive. It costs money to fuck with me. Niggas be gone. But the niggas who stayed and the niggas who was actually good and healthy to me, even a toxic nigga spent money on me. So before y'all sit there and say like, oh, it's the way that you act. I'm fun. I'm easygoing, but I also have fucking standards. I may pop this pussy on night 1 or night 10, depending on how the fuck I feel. And sometimes I might even fuck it all. And I'm telling you right now, I'm still getting princess treatment. If I wanted to right now, I could literally go in my phone and say, hey, if I literally wanted to go out, right? And if a nigga genuinely wanted to spend time with me, actively spend time with me, I would literally say, what is the plan? What are we doing? Where are we going? What are we not doing? How far are we going? What are we doing? What are we not doing? How far are we going? And else and shit like that. And I know you're like, oh, well, I just feel like the conversation shouldn't be this, or the conversation shouldn't be that, or I feel like the conversation shouldn't go that far, or nothing like that. The way that I feel, and I put big emphasis on this, is I get whatever the fuck I want. Not because I beg, not because I ask, but because it's the standard I have in me. Some niggas feel like they don't have to respect me. Some niggas feel like they don't have to show up. Some niggas don't even feel like they have to be present. And what I tell them niggas, goodbye and deuces to the motherfucking door. Because at the end of the day, a nigga could want to fuck me, do whatever the fuck he want to do. You know how many niggas have came to me and was like, damn, shorty, you look fine as fuck. I can't wait to fuck the shit out of you. And when I be like, okay, where the money at? Where's my good time? Where's my date? Where's my wine and dine? They were like, man, you some gold digging ass bitches. And you're a hoe ass nigga. Because I'm telling you right now, all the good niggas who I've had who've given me princess treatment, I've literally said I expect to be treated a certain type of way. And I know you're like, oh, but you shouldn't have to say that you expect to be treated the same type of way. If you look, girl, that turtleneck is not going to save you from ain't shit. As a matter of fact, the ain't shit niggas go after bitches like y'all. If I give y'all a free game right now, when niggas be out there dating, the real reason why they don't choose hoes, and they try to make it seem like hoes have no standards and shit like that, it's because the bitches who they want to fuck with, they know that they can't fuck with them. A 304 knows that a nigga want to fuck them. So what they gonna say? This is my price. Accept it. Oh, no. Goodbye. A bitch like me, who y'all say has no respect for myself, I literally charge niggas however the fuck I feel. I remember I charged a nigga $100 to get on FaceTime with me for 10 minutes for us to have a masturbation session. And you're like, oh my gosh, that is so disgusting. Niggas shouldn't want to do that. You have no respect for yourself. It's not always about the money. Bitch, I've decided that if I'm going to be sexualized, I'm going to be paid and sexualized. And if I can't be paid and sexualized, bitch, a nigga can't be in my vicinity because this is my energy. Ooh, my aura. This is the shit that I bring to the table. This is who I am. This is the work that I put in. This is who I am. This is the shit that I've done. This is how I've shown up for me, myself, and not others. So before y'all say, oh, women don't have respect for themselves these days. Bitches do anything for money. No, bitch. The reason why you're having problems in your dating life is not because you ain't wearing that turtleneck. It's not because you're wearing the turtleneck. I get tired of hearing bitches say, as a good girl, I'm always losing and I don't get the shit I want. I don't get princess treatment. It's always the hoes winning. Niggas love hoes. No, niggas love a bitch with a backbone. If we being a nigga love a bitch with a backbone. And if a nigga don't love a bitch with a backbone, that nigga just don't respect bitches in general. And before y'all say, oh, the nigga just gay. No, some niggas just genuinely don't respect bitches because that's how they was raised. I know a nigga right now that sat there and told me the code. The nigga told me, nigga said, the code is I don't do X, Y, and Z for a bitch at all, period, unless they're my girlfriend. And I said, nigga, what it's gonna take to be your girlfriend? Nigga said, shit, a bitch gonna have to show me. The nigga just hate women. The nigga just wanna go back to the old days where bitches will fuck on him and do whatever it is. And he can say, well, I don't think you did a good enough job, so therefore I don't have to commit. Or, well, I don't think you did a good enough XYZ, so I don't have to commit. And what to those niggas, I say, fuck them, because who the fuck am I? Why do I have to prove myself to a nigga? Why do I have to prove myself to a group of people? Why do I have to show up and be present? That's y'all problem. Y'all always want to scream, respectability politics. Respectability politics. If you weren't covered up. Like, girl, you covered up and you still single. You covered up and you still got cheated on. You went to church, changed your life, you did all of that shit, and you still got dogged out. And you're gonna say, oh, it's the devil. Nah, that nigga is the devil. That nigga's plotting on you because you're easy. All you bitches who have so much shit to say and be sitting there talking big shit like, oh man, as a woman, child. My nigga know I don't want to have no kids. My nigga still chose me. My nigga know that I want to be poly. My nigga still chose me. My nigga know I was bisexual. My nigga still chose me. My nigga know so much shit about me. And the fact that a nigga still chose me will make y'all hoes sick. The nigga know I got an OnlyFans. I literally told this man, I said, if we were to move together, I'm going to be a stay-at-home girlfriend who pays no bills. And I said, even if I do work, I'm not paying any bills at all. He said, okay, that's fine. Let me do what I have to do as a man to make that easier for you. And the nigga still choose me every day. The nigga choose me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and especially on motherfucking Sunday since it's the first day of the week. And if you don't know that Sunday is the first day of the week, bitch, go back to school. My nigga chooses me 7 days a week. All my relationships and options have always chosen me 7 days a week. I've had OnlyFans for years. Nigga still chose me. I've been a slut dragon for years. Nigga still chose me. I told niggas the truth about my past and who I was fucking with. Niggas still chose me. I've done so much shit to where if you hoes really genuinely knew the extent of the shit I've done, y'all would be like, I'm not a good woman. I'm not a woman who deserves respect. I'm not a woman who deserves love and all that other shit. But the truth of the matter is, I'm still getting chosen. And while I'm getting chosen, guess who's not getting chosen? You. And you want your turtleneck? Oh, reasons why I'm single. Girl, you can hit the gym. You can do all that other shit. Because I'm telling you right now, I used to do the same shit y'all used to do. I'm going to be covered up. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to look fit all the time. A nigga still cheated on me with a six-pack and a fat ass, all right? Stomach on flat, ass on what's that? Still getting cheated on. I was covered up. Jesus, the blessing of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I'm praying for my man every night, every day. Being a ride or die. Not listening to these hoes. Still got cheated on. What else? What else do y'all say? Because y'all always like to practice respectability politics. Had a regular 9-to-5. Worked as a teacher. Very respectable job. At a Christian school. Several Christian schools. Major private schools. I'm talking about shit that your kids had to pay to get into. And I'm talking about big bank. I'm talking about motherfuckers who got the money to spend it. And spending it for real, for real. And I've been a great teacher there. The parents love me. But guess what? But guess the fuck what? Still got dogged out. I got my autonomy back and I started doing the shit that I wanted to do and stopped allowing people to disrespect me, chose careers that best fit me. Not only did I choose careers that best fit me, I showed up when I was supposed to. I did all the shit I wanted to do. Right now, on my OnlyFans, I do the shit that I want to do. I become present. I've been a lover. I've been kind. What else? I'm still a slut dragon. Still popping this pussy. I still pop this pussy. This pussy be popping. Pussy be popping. Mm-hmm. I be throwing this ass, bitch. I be throwing ass, okay? I still talk shit. I still dress like a hoochie. I still get up. I still say the shit that I want to say. I still curse. I'm still stubborn. I still have my autonomy and I still get princess treatment. I basically get whatever the fuck I want to get. If I go out there to date and I be like, hey, babe, I need X, Y, and Z. And my nigga got it, my nigga's going to give it to me. If I go out there and be like, you know what? I genuinely desire X, Y, and Z. I'm going to have that. If I say I'm going to do something, it comes to me. If I say, bitches, this is the shit I want to do, and I still get respect from the people who fucking want to respect me. So when y'all say, oh, respectability politics, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, after you've done all of that shit, you're still not getting the shit that you want to do. You're still not getting the job you want. You're still not getting the respect you deserve. You're still not getting the shit that you require. And while you sitting there saying, oh man, I really wish I had half this shit, or I really wish I had a little bit of this and a little bit of that, whole entire time, bitch, you're not getting this shit because the problem is you. The work that needs to be done is on yourself. The work that needs to be finished is on you. The work that needs to be completed comes from you. The work that needs to get, what you call it, comes from the inside. Because it doesn't matter how much you change on the outside. It doesn't matter what job you do. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you show up. It doesn't matter if you're present. It doesn't matter if you're in love. It doesn't even matter if you're not kind. If you don't do the shit that is important from the inside out to work going forward, you're never going to have the respect, and it does not matter. And you always going to be saying, oh man, the hoes constantly winning. The bitches always winning. The hoes always winning. Niggas love hoes. No, a nigga love a bitch with a standard who going to stand on that shit. A nigga love a bitch who going to be riding 10 toes down. A nigga love a bitch who is kind, patient, and caring. A nigga love a bitch who is respectful and they own outright. A nigga love a bitch. Ooh, A nigga love a bitch who got all that shit going on. So before y'all sit there and say shit like, oh man, these niggas just be loving bitches for no reason. And I did all of this shit. I was a good girl. I read the Bible. I went to church. I know God's gonna bless me one day with a husband. Bitch, choose abstinence because you want to choose abstinence. Literally. Por favor. Por favor. I don't know what language I need to say it in, but drop the fucking respectability politics. Work on your inner work and work on being a decent human being. Because I'm telling you right now, my crush, who I was crushing hard as fuck on the outside surface, the nigga is all of that in a bag of chips. Alright? The nigga hang around money. The nigga is misogynistic. The nigga don't spend money on women. The nigga say you gotta prove your love to him. The nigga sit back and say you gotta play the proving game. The nigga say you gotta play these games of show me that you fuck with me. I'm not doing none of that shit for a nigga to be like, alright. And some of y'all will literally go there and niggas will be like, alright, show me why I should choose you. And a nigga, I'm telling y'all right now, to all the bitches who feel like the shit I'm saying is OD and I'm doing too much and I'm mean and I'm a bully, listen to this shit, like, really deep down in your heart. If I come here, right now, today, and the first thing that I say out my motherfucking mouth is, and I quote, and hear me out, as a woman, you should, and you don't want to do that shit. And you say, okay, well, that's true because I'm telling you right now, as a woman, if you don't want to have kids, fuck them kids. And it's not saying, oh, fuck anybody who got kids. Well, bitch, fuck having them damn kids. I won't push out a fuck thing. I literally told a nigga, I believe in killing babies. A nigga said, I can't fuck with you because I would want to keep my child. I said, so you willing to be a single daddy? He said, hell fuck nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be a daddy, but I got to see them bitches on the weekends. And when I see them, bitch, you got me fucked up. Bitch, I'm going to kill it. I don't even fuck with niggas that joke around about trying to get me pregnant. I look at a nigga in full disgust now. Because I remember the shit was so good. Like, a nigga genuinely thought I stopped fucking with him because I wanted to. I didn't stop fucking with him because I wanted to. I literally stopped fucking with him because he started making jokes about getting me pregnant and popping up at my house. That's stalker crazy shit. And a nigga's a pretty little motherfucker. I'm talking about, he's a pretty little motherfucker too. But bitch, if you think I'm finna let a pretty motherfucker tell me. Nigga came to me trying to get me pregnant, joking about popping up at my crib. And ironically, the nigga stay closer now than more than ever. That's weird. That's why I don't fuck with old boy, and I would rather him hate me in my guts. But to you bitches, y'all sit there like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. He wanted to have a baby with you. You should be happy somebody want to have a baby with you. Have you forgotten, bitch, this is my body. In most states, they outlaw abortions and Plan B. I can't even go to my CVS, cause certain CVS is in Walgreens, because depending on, like, I think it's CVS or Walgreens. I went to one of them stores one day. I went to a couple of stores that day, and they were banning Plan B, saying that because the people who fund their program are heavily Christian and they don't believe in abortion. God believed in abortions, fetus deletus. Quickly. And I could pull up in the Bible for you, but I'm not. Because that's something that you got to read for your own stuff, and you have to get to that understanding. And if you ain't reading, I ain't even gonna go there. Because I don't want to piss the Christians off. Because I think I read it, I'm like, I don't need your skin. You're going to hell. Hell is a made up place, bitch. Bitch, I hope when I die, I become a motherfucking spirit god. Bitch, I hope I become a whole spirit guide. I hope I'm out here leading souls and teaching bitches like, yeah, man. I remember being that age and stressed the fuck out too, bitch. We gonna make it through though. You feel me? I want to be doing work in the spirit realm so motherfucking good. It's iconic and fucking, you feel me? That's what I want to do. I want to be doing work so good like that, bitch. I want it to be amazing, okay? That's the type of shit I want to do when I die. So, bitch, if heaven and hell is real, bitch, and I get, I don't know what's going to happen, but, bitch, heaven and hell is a fucking mindset. How you choose to live life and how you choose to do certain things will always follow you. And you can't always be like, oh, as a woman, I'm going to give up my autonomy because some man or my religious belief or somebody said this or somebody said that. Sometimes you got to unlearn that shit, bro. I remember, I'm going to say this. I remember, like, my grandma, before she passed away, God rest her soul, she used to tell me, Esther, such a beautiful lady. My grandma Esther said she ain't learned how to cook a goddamn thing. She ain't never learned how to cook. And this was back in the day when, as a woman, it was traditionally known that she was supposed to learn how to cook. Her husband used to beat the shit out of her. My grandma said one day she just woke up and said, bitch, I choose me and my autonomy. And my grandmother told me and taught me some lessons. My grandma said, you always choose autonomy over everything else. And not only do you choose autonomy, but you show the fuck up and you show the fuck out. Not only do you show the fuck up and you show the fuck out while you're choosing autonomy, but you show up and you do the shit that you're supposed to do. You don't sit there, you don't play them games, you don't do none of that shit. You literally do the shit that you're supposed to do for yourself. My grandmother told me if I didn't ever want to have kids in my motherfucking life, she said that was okay with her. My other grandma, what other advice did she give me? She said if I don't want to have kids, I don't have to have kids. My grandmother literally told me some other shit. My grandma would say shit like, if you don't want to be in a relationship with a nigga, you don't have to be in a relationship with a nigga. My grandma said, how would you live life if you wasn't worried about what a nigga would say about you, if you wasn't worried about what your homeboys or what everybody else had to say about you? And I literally sat back one day and I thought about that shit and I said, how would I literally live my life? Because this is a genuine question, a legit question to ask somebody. Sat back and I thought about it and I said, I want to be free sexually. I want to be able to do the shit that I want to do sexually. I want to explore me and who I am as a person. I found out I was bisexual. I fought with that for years. My grandma fucking knew it. My grandma said, why don't you just come out and quit playing and lying to yourself? And I said, because everybody going to be mad. And she said, so the fuck what? What did she say? She said, the world is going to be mad at you regardless. She said, somebody is always going to be mad at you for going the contrarian way or doing something totally opposite of what they would expect you to do and how you would want to be treated or how the shit that you got going on. And I remember saying back, like, grandma, what are you talking about? My grandma said she was a Christian woman, but she left the church years ago. She said the church called her a heathen and a whole bunch of other shit. She said them bitches could not see her, and them bitches are still struggling at their big ass age, saying God gonna make a way and being in the church 25-8. She literally said that at her big ass age, she has made peace with death. She has made peace with the decisions that her kids has made. She said she is a peaceful fucking woman. And she said it pissed the church off that she left. Because she used to be Miss Moneybanks every Sunday. Come in, give the money away, do everything. And then one day she just got up and decided that she was not going to do that shit no more. She decided to get her own personal relationship. And when she got her own personal relationship, she realized that she didn't want to like going to that church. She literally found herself another church, did some other shit. And then after that, she literally left the church. Not only did she leave the church, but motherfuckers are mad that she left the church. And said that, oh, she's a traitor. She's a backstabber. My grandma said, you're going to piss a lot of people off doing what makes you happy and what makes you best. And at the end of the day, if you sitting there and you just relaxing and enjoying yourself and your life, it don't have to be perfect. But if you're doing that, all the shit that you want to do in your life, dressing how you want to dress, talking how you want to talk, doing the shit that you want to do, doing all this shit, and you have a standard about yourself, she say, fuck what anybody else got to think. Fuck what a bitch gonna say when they see you in that mini skirt. Because 9 out of 10, that bitch wanna wear that mini skirt. But she know a nigga gonna say, that's not ladylike. And if you want those things to identify you or be the things that you use, and I put big emphasis on this, on the things that you use as your marker for success and how well you've been doing or how well you have not been doing, and you want to use that as a successor, then do that. But for us bitches who don't give a fuck about what a bitch is saying to us, about how we dress, and we still keep a standard, please stop saying that you will not get princess treatment if you don't wear this, or if you don't do that, or if it's not this. Bitch, you're not getting princess treatment because you're not making it the standard for motherfuckers to fuck with you. I've had more no's than yes. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm telling y'all right now, when I was dressed up and covered up and convenient and all that other shit, I got played the most, disrespected the most, violated. Nothing good came from that shit. Because I was so, I want to be respectable. I can't do this. I can't do that. But bitch, once I started speaking out, the people who wanted to respected me. The people who did not want to respect women and could only respect women if they were a certain type of way, they showed their true ass and their true colors. And I was never not going to be this fucking woman, whether I got here at 25 or 58 or 77. That's why y'all see some of y'all grandmas and y'all mamas and other shit after their kids raise up and all this other shit. Literally live their best fucking life. And they're not living their best life to spite y'all. But they doing half the shit. They like, damn, my mama just coming out. My mama traveling. My mama doing this. My mama doing that. My mama taught me that a woman supposed to be doing this. My mama saying, fuck you and all. Yeah, because she finally choosing her damn self. And instead of trying to practice fucking respectability politics. And I ain't saying that. And I ain't saying that you should not have respect for people. But what I am saying is that, like, you can have respect and still be a hoochie. You can have respect and still be covered up. You can have respect and have respect and follow one of the five major religions. You can have respect and follow the other religions that are not so major. You could have respect and still be a good woman. You could have respect and still be a good man. It does not matter what you do. It's how you move around. I don't fuck with misogynistic bitches because it's not convenient for me and I don't like it. I don't fuck with niggas who don't spend money on me because I think of myself as a pretty, pretty princess. And if you fuck with me, you gotta have the money. I ain't saying that you gotta have all the money in the world, but you gotta be able to, you have to have the desire to want to spend it on me. Without me playing the let me prove my love for you. Or how much can I prove my love? How much can I prove my affection type shit? I'm telling you right now, I am not that person, bitch. If you fucking with me and I tell you I require a date and you say, why should I give you a date? Ooh, fuck you. When my booty calls, I don't have such high standards or requirements because it's just dick. It's just a quick nut. I just make sure they know, like, look, this is what it is, this is what it ain't. And they be like, oh, man, I respect that. But then when it comes down to it, they get in their little fuck-ass feelings and be like, man, this shit right here. And then when I leave, they be like, you're wishy-washy. No, you need a time. And I'm seeing if maybe you have the dick. And if you don't have the dick, fuck you. So I have different standards for different people. And if you don't have different standards for different circumstances and situations, you're always going to be in life practice and respectability policies thinking you're going to get ahead. Motherfuckers be like, I work so hard at my job, I'm going to get ahead. Bitch, they're just going to make you a constant worker. I've seen bitches get promotions who didn't deserve it. I remember when I used to teach, motherfuckers just be mad at me. And I ain't even going to hold you. I would have been mad at me. Why? Because I was the new girl on the block. I had just got my director certification. And bitches who had been teaching for years and years and years and years and years on end wanted the job as a director. So when the director got sick and the director made me the person who was in control of the books in the fucking daycare, oh, motherfuckers was mad. It was like, oh, this bitch is so young. Bitch, I had been working with kids since I was 16. I had a passion for it, and I was a better teacher. Motherfuckers was mad at me. Motherfuckers was like, oh, she ain't even respectable. She be doing this, she be doing that. Motherfuckers even tried to bring up the shit I did outside of work. And I said, okay, and how does this affect the shit I have going on with my kids and my students? And if y'all want me to step down, I will gladly step down, because bitch, it's not worth it. Like, getting paid $2 extra to run a fucking school is just not gonna cut it for me. It was not hard for me to quit that job. I found me a better paying job and shit like that. Motherfuckers like, we can't respect her because she's young. We can't respect her because she's this. We can't respect her because she's that. If you do this, then a nigga not gonna respect you. A nigga not gonna respect you if a nigga ain't got respect in his fucking heart to begin with. A nigga is not gonna respect you if they don't want to. You can't make nobody respect you. You can't make nobody like you. It don't matter what you do. It's some motherfuckers right now who I don't respect. And I know that hurts your heart because you don't want to hear it. But it's some motherfuckers who I genuinely don't respect. And it's not because they're not respectable. It's just that I don't respect narcissists. I don't respect certain niggas. I don't respect certain people who do their religious shit and make it their whole life. And they can't see past it. I don't do none of that shit. And y'all can say, oh, well, I just genuinely feel like you should be doing this. And you girl, if you don't sit your black ass down. Girl, girl, be as loud as you want. Be as quiet as you want. Be as covered up. But whatever the fuck you do, don't be out there saying that. Don't be out there spreading that motherfucking lie that bitches can't get princess treatment if they do certain things. Because when I ask the question, what's wrong with a bitch having OnlyFans, y'all motherfuckers get real quiet. Oh, once a hoe, always a hoe. Half y'all asses hoes anyway. And if we being honest, if you don't ever had sex outside of marriage, you're a hoe according to the standard that there is, man and woman. Because last time I checked, if you ain't in a relationship, bitch, fuck a relationship. If everybody is on the same damn standard and this high ass respectability politics shit, you should not be popping pussy in your relationship. I shouldn't see no outside kids before y'all get married. None of that shit. And the same bitches who y'all gonna say, but you're still a hoe, you have an OnlyFans. Guess what? I was married. I had a whole husband. I've been in long-term relationships. Men have spent big bank on me. I've had sugar daddies who I didn't have to sleep with to get the money. And I know some of that shit hurt y'all hard, because y'all like, damn, I had to fuck mines and all this other shit. Yeah. I done had niggas spin back around the block. I done had niggas give me money. I've literally had sugar daddies where all I had to do was just put my hand out and niggas give. And people are like, oh, that's a trick. No, that's not a trick. Because he ain't doing it for everybody. He's doing it for me. And the reason why y'all get so upset about it is because y'all don't have the standard inside yourself. Y'all literally let people fuck with y'all on any level. If I'm just fucking on a nigga and he's just for fun. Bitch, I don't give a fuck what he do. He can be fucking Marsha, Keisha, Tanya, Rebecca, but he won't be fucking me raw. Bitch, a nigga could go out there and be fucking 20 different bitches. You know what I say? That's nice. Because guess what? That's not going to stop shit from me. But if unless I genuinely like a nigga and we're actively dating and we're having fun, oh yeah, bitch, it's a different standard. We have different rules here, bitch. I give a fuck who you fucking now. And even with my booty calls, I ask them who they fucking, because at the end of the day, bitch, safe sex, ho. And if I can't ask you, I can't respect you, because I feel like you trying to be sneaky. And all that sneaky shit ain't fun. That sneaky shit ain't fun. That sneaky shit ain't cute. The fuck I look like playing a sneaky game with you, bitch. You can't tell me. Sorry, Nora, bitch. Standards. Princess treatment and prince treatment comes to those who fucking expect this shit. I know a nigga right now. And this gonna blow y'all mind. The nigga been single for years. Nigga standards so motherfucking high is ridiculous. The nigga say, if a bitch can't talk to me with motherfucking respect, bitch can't have me at all. And that's his standard. A nigga, and in his standard, a nigga will give money away because that's just the place that he had in his life. I like niggas who like to spend it. They ain't got to be rich niggas, but they got to want to spend it. And I stand 10 toes down on that shit. If a nigga ain't going to spend it, a nigga can't spend no time with me. When I go out with niggas and my friend group, motherfuckers know we got to have some money when we go out with her. Because she going to have some money and she going to want to spend it. And even if she don't want to spend it, I know she going to expect for shit to be spent on her. The people who fuck with me and I get money from them, they know exactly what it is. They know, bitch, I done curse niggas out from A to motherfucking Z and left no motherfucking crumbs. I called a nigga a pussy ass, fuck ass, mark ass, hoe ass, bitch ass nigga. And I said that shit with my whole mouth. I said, you a mark ass, bitch ass nigga. Right? Because he did some hoe ass shit. And the nigga was mad. Raging the fuck up. I said, nigga, you better realize who the fuck you talking to. And I said, you better realize what the fuck you got going on. Nigga raged out. The nigga hit the motherfucking wall. And I said, so that's not the standard I like, because I don't feel safe. Old boy walked out, came back, got his shit together, came back and apologized to me. And then gave me some more money. And then took me out. And then did the shit. And y'all say, oh, that's simp behavior. That's simp behavior. I will never allow that shit in my life. Because you're right. You'll just allow a nigga to rage out at you and be like, well, it's okay. Rage out at me. No, 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 no. Kick me out your humble abode. No, 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 no. Talk to me any kind of way. No, 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 no. I'm completely covered up and I have all of these things. So, I have the job, the respectability politics, but you do not have the standard in the place that it fucking matters. Because, bitch, fuck what you're wearing. Fuck how you talk, fuck what you do. If your standard is not internal and deep in you and you stand 10 toes down on that bitch, I'm going to tell you right now. You gonna be on a losing team forever, baby. And you gonna be saying, all the hoes win. All hoes do is win. Hoes be winning. Yeah. And the reason why you feel like they winning is because you losing and you ain't got the respect that you want. I ain't been disrespected by a nigga in a good little minute. And the last time I did get respected by a nigga, and it was a good little minute, I wasn't even pressed about it too tough, if I'm being honest. Because guess what? I let the nigga think he won. Reason being is because I don't give a fuck. Fuck is the nigga gonna tell me? Oh, I don't respect you, nigga. I don't respect you. But if it makes you feel better, and if it helps you with your feelings and your shit like that, then fine. Tell me how I ain't shit. Ask me what's wrong with me. Tell me I'm not shit. Because if it makes you feel better, because guess what? After today, a nigga don't ever have to worry about me. A nigga has one time to fucking disrespect me. One. Not two, not three, not four, not five. Just one. And I let a nigga take it to hell. Oh, I let niggas take it to hell. So when they try to come back, I just bring it back up. After that shit, boy, I laugh. I giggle. I play games and shit. Ooh, baby. It gets messy. Oh, child. Bitch can't tell me shit. I know motherfuckers be like, oh, motherfucker can't tell me. No, a bitch literally couldn't tell me shit on a good day, a bad day, an a'ight day, a semi-a'ight day. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't practice respectability politics. And I still get princess treatment. So while I'm out here showing my ass, partying and being out all night long with a nigga, kicking it with the gang, with a nigga who trusts me and respects me and still gonna do for me and still gonna trick on me and gonna respect me after the breakup and before we break up and during the breakup, it's given. Calm your tits, you fuck ass, mark ass hoe. It's giving, you're a bum. It's giving, put that shit away, go find you a hobby, and get your motherfucking life. And I said what I said. So if y'all get mad at me, the problem is you. Okay? Fucking respectability politics, bitch. The problem is you. You don't have autonomy, and you mad that others have it. Have a good motherfucking day, and I said what I motherfucking said.